Welcome back. We've been looking at the economy through the prism of Charlotte as we're here in the Time Warner Cable Arena. NASCAR has a big presence in the city, a skyscraper emblazoned with its name. Of course, the NASCAR Hall of Fame, the Charlotte Motor Speedway. But the racing industry is struggling. Ticket sales declined 38% over the last 5 years, according to the Charlotte Observer. And that downturn is having a spin-off effect on businesses that make products, you know, that support the industry. This week, we visited Paul Matt. He's owner of the Thermal Control Products Company. They make everything from heat shields for the car exhaust systems to protective gear for the drivers. And as we heard in the previous segment, diversity is the new byword here in Charlotte. But Paul had to lay off 5 workers in the last month, even after diversifying, in order to stay afloat.
This particular product line that you're seeing being manufactured at the moment is for BMW. We've diversified our business quite a bit because of the peaks and valleys in racing. This is Honda Jet. This is a cover for the new Jet being made up in Greensboro, North Carolina. We do these door pads where the driver, in case of an impact, doesn't get thrown into a roll cage. They'll actually get thrown into a foam. It's getting rough. You know, NASCAR's an entertainment industry. We've seen teams evaporate. We've seen marketing dollars evaporate. NASCAR has actually made a very ambitious effort, I would say, over the last 12 to 18 months, going after the younger fan base, going after the Latino fan base. You'll see a lot of the drivers now on pit road actually tweeting fans back. You know, it's survival. It's just survival like everybody else. You just got to get out there and you got to learn and adapt. And if you don't, you're not going to be in the game.
Well, for a bigger look at Charlotte's economy and how it reflects national trends, we're joined again by Adam O'Daniel, finance editor of the Charlotte Business Journal. And so, Adam, you know, how are you seeing NASCAR's decline? But decline from, you know, is huge, but still a little bit of a decline. We don't feel it walking around here. You see all the NASCAR stuff. So how do you see it in the economy?
Well, I think one of the big issues with NASCAR, it always boils down to corporate sponsorships. I mean, that's what NASCAR lives and dies on, are those corporate dollars to emblazon logos on everything and get mentions in the press and social media. And as that declined, as the recession really set in, it hit NASCAR hard. And so you still see it all over Charlotte, but nationally, their corporate sponsorships have really come down. So we see it more here in the hometown, but across the country, they've lost a lot of corporate dollars.
Right, and here in Charlotte at the Speedway, it's lost more than a quarter of its admission revenue. That, but still, it's fallen to $130 million. So
yeah.
You know, it's a huge industry. People forget. I think it's number one or two in the country, which forget. You know, people forget. But isn't this just like, for instance, when Detroit went through its terrible crash, when the larger car industry, you know, crashed a couple of times. But, you know, is it like that, or are there so many more bigger industries here?
Yeah, I would say there are bigger industries in Charlotte. Banking would be one of them.
You mentioned that, yep.
Obviously, but NASCAR is huge. I mean, let's not underestimate the power of NASCAR here, especially in some of the suburban areas, the outlying counties where there's a lot more manufacturing and the spin-off businesses that support the NASCAR sport. And so it's a very big deal, probably a top 3 or 4 industry here in Charlotte and across the Carolinas.
Well, I think Chiquita's here, or at least has a big presence here.
Right.
Duke Energy, major player here. How does that affect the city?
Well, Duke Energy is one of the businesses, corporations here that has been on a move upwards. As we've seen banking come down, NASCAR come down, Duke Energy has gotten bigger. They just recently completed a merger with Progress Energy out of Raleigh, North Carolina, creating the largest public electric utility in the country. And so that has been one of the things Charlotte has tried to, a flag they've tried to wave high. As Duke has come through this recession as a consolidator, a company that's strong, and we see Duke taking a much more active corporate role.
And what kind of a role do city leaders take? We were just in Tampa. Love Tampa, and Tampa's a very different area. It's a sprawling area. It's actually the Tampa Bay area as opposed to just Tampa. But, you know, we spoke to people there who said that, you know, there's a Tea Party-backed movement to not spend. They turned down a 1-cent tax increase, and city leaders are complaining that if you don't invest, you don't grow. What's the city doing here?
Charlotte's local government here is pretty active, actually. When you mentioned Chiquita, Their CEO, Fernando Aguirre, recently said that he'd never seen local government and corporate citizens work together as well as they did when he relocated their headquarters here. So the folks in government here are very active in trying to support companies financially and also just through any other ways they can to get the investment in Charlotte. North Carolina in general is a little bit more moderate than some of the other southern, more Tea Party-like states.
Well, but you know, a lot of states have tried to change, a lot of people have tried to change some part of the state into a tech corridor. Charlotte seems to be a part of North Carolina where they are trying to attract and foster tech businesses. So going back to the incubator that we were just in, are they investing in those smaller businesses, those startups? Is the city doing it? We heard that at the incubator that the incubator got some stimulus money, but is the city investing in the smaller people as opposed to, you know, just giving the tax breaks to the behemoths to come in?
I think you raise a really good question, and that's one of the biggest complaints that we hear from folks around Charlotte is that there's not enough investment in these very small companies, small businesses, promising entrepreneurs, technology innovators, that the investment there lacks. Folks complain all the time that we have an idea and we can't get anyone to fund it.
Yeah, Admiral Daniel, finance editor of the Charlotte Business Journal, we have to say it is a buzzing city. I mean, it's just got the downtown, which you call uptown. Okay, so uptown, which is downtown, but it is just thriving. There are people on the streets. I mean, there is this sense that it's a city that people use. And do you think that that's part of the plan, you know, just very briefly, but is it because of the way the city's handled itself?
Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte, in most of its history, has been a very much a can-do kind of city. It's in the culture here that people just want to work together and want to achieve things. Sometimes it seemed outlandish, like a couple of years ago when the idea of having the convention here, but they pulled it off.
Yeah, well, and I think it's something other cities can look to. Adam O'Daniel of the Charlotte Business Journal. And look who just dropped in on us. We're going to take a second and listen to James Taylor as he warms up for tonight's performance. Adam, thanks so much. Back in a minute, here and now.